Today's daf is Shavuos, daf Chav Dalet. Shavuos, daf Chav Dalet. And we are up to the two dots on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. As we look forward, hopefully that'll be the last Tisha B'Av we had. And as Hashem, should only have Simchas, and Bracha and Yeshua Sakhal Yisrael. Okay, so we are two dots on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. So we're about to talk about two statements that we had in the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amid Beis, on the previous daf. The Mishnah said that if I make a shvua not to eat, and I ate inedible items, or, somebody told me after the shiur, unpotable items, right, so stuff that you can't drink. So, potter, if you eat something inedible, that's not called eating. So if you make a shvua, you won't eat, and you eat that, that's not a violation. But if I make a shvua that I'm not going to eat, and I eat tarfus, so then, at least according to one opinion, you're chayiv. According to the first opinion, you're chayiv. Rav Shimon says you're potter. So the Gemara is going to go through, so aren't those similar? They're both things you can't eat. One is literally inedible, and the other one is halachic. But why should there be a difference between the two? But I just wanted to start off with another category. Those are both in terms of the item itself, whether it's asur or mutter. There are similar categories discussed. We'll get to one of them a little bit later. But what if I eat it in an unusual way? That also is a similar type of idea. What if I swear I won't eat, and then I take it IV? Shalo kederech. Is that called eating? You get the totsa'a, the result of what's called hana'as me'av, but you don't have hana'as grono. Hana'as grono is the throat, goes through the throat. So if it's not a regular eating, you know I'd have hana'as me'av. So if I don't eat, do you go by the totsa'a, or do you go by the ma'isa? So again, that's another area to look at. Or the Gemara here doesn't talk about it, but another interesting question is, what about if I swear I won't eat, and I eat achil agasa? I'm totally stuffed and I still eat. So would that be good enough? Where does this come up? So there's a Tosfos that I've quoted in the past in Nazir. Gemara Nazir first. Gemara Nazir Daf Chav Gimel quotes the pasuk in Hosea, Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchu Bam Poshim Yikashluvam. The ways of Hashem are straight. Tzadikim will walk in them, and the Poshim will fall in them. Kadosh Baruch Hu is straight. Mashal, what's the Mashal? Says the Gemara, L'shnei b'nei Adam, shetzalu es pischeim. Two people roasted their Karem Pesach. Echad achlu, l'nyana diyoma. Right, the Tisha B'Av is always the same night of the Seder. Right, so that's what we know, that the eating the Karem Pesach. Echad achlu l'shem mitzvah, v'echad achlu l'shem achila gasa. One of them ate it for mitzvah, Karem Pesach. And one of them ate it l'shem achila gasa. Whatever that means, they ate it, they were stuffed. Maybe they missed the border. We know Karem Pesach has to be ne'echal ala sova. But the Rishonim explain, what does that mean? It means after you're full? No, it means, ala sova means, this makes you full. It's the last thing that you eat that makes you full. It's not that when after you're full. That's ala sova. It means it's the last thing that makes you full. So if somebody eats it l'shem mitzvah, that's tzadikim yelchubam. Somebody who eats it l'shem achila gasa, poshim ikashluvam. Says Reish Lakish, hi Rasha karislei? That's a Rasha? If you eat achil agasa, you're going to say poshim? He's a posheya? Nihi delo ka'avid mitzvah min amuvchar. Pesach mi ka'avid. He's still, how could you call that guy a rasha? A posheya? He still ate the Karem Pesach. He didn't have the best intentions. But he's still yotzei. So what does this Gemara say in Nazir? Achil agasa is called an achila. It's not the greatest kavanis, but it's still called an achila. Tosfos there asks, if you look at the Gemara Maseches Yuma, daf pei, the Gemara says, ha'ochel achil agasa b'yom kippurim, pater delo shmei achila. Achilas gasa is not called an achila. If you have an achilas gasa on Yom Kippur, it's not called eating. So is achilas gasa an eating or not? Says Tosfos, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, detray in yone achilas gasa yesh. Svei dinim and achilas gasa. So Tosfos says, v'ahu de yoma, what's the case in yoma that's not called achilas gasa? That is not called an achila. That you're potter on your Yom Kippur. Your body is disgusted. If you eat one more morsel of food, you're going to throw it up. That type of achila gasa is lav shmei achila. That's potter on Yom Kippur. That's not called an achila. V'hacha. But over here, what are we talking about? Shei nafsho katze, el sheino roi lechol l'teyavon. You're full. There's always room for jello, though. There's always room. Always have a little bit of space left. So maybe one would be machalik. Again, Argamar doesn't bring it up. But maybe you'd be machalik between these two types of achilas regarding shvua shlo ochal. Right? Swear I don't eat, and then I eat achila gasa. So maybe Rabbeinu Tam's chilik, Nazir Chav Gimel, would also be able to take place today. Again, this comes up in various areas. The Poskim say, right, the Rosh Hashanah says, by Hilchas Shalashuris, that when we eat the second meal of the day, we should always make sure, especially on the winter Shabbosim, that we leave room. Right, the language of the Aruch HaShulchan there is Chacham Eda Barosho. You got to think ahead and be Roes HaNolad and leave some room because you don't want your Shalashuris to be Achila Gasa. Right, what does that mean? And the Mishnah Berurah there explains that Achila Gasa, you got to make sure that it's called an Achila. Because if it's not called an Achila, so then you might not be Yotze, it's not called a Halachic Achila. Okay, but either way, that's something the Gemara does not bring up here. Achila Gasa, or eating it in an unusual way. But the Gemara does bring up, just the specific items, the issues of the Cheftza. So again, the first line of the Mishnah said, if I promise I won't eat, if I swear I won't eat, and then I eat something inedible, I eat dirt, I'm putter. That's not called an achila. But if I say I swear I'm not going to eat, and then I eat something treif, that's a machlokas. Tanakama says I'm chayiv, and Reb Shimon says I'm pater. So the Gemara says hagufa kasha. Two dots. Amrit shvua shelo ochel va'achal ochel she'emruin la'achila. I swear I won't eat, and I say I'm not going to eat any, and I eat something that's inedible. V'shaza mashkin she'emruin l'shtia, and I eat drinks that are impotable. Pater. Right? And I'm putter. That's not called an achila. V'hadr tani shvua shelo ochel v'achal nevelos u'trefos katsum r'matzim. And then I make, I swear I'm not going to eat, and I eat something that's not kosher. Chayiv, it is called an achila. So which is it? Maishtar resha the putter, maishtar seva the chayiv. Why is there a difference between something inedible and something that's just not halachically allowed to be eaten? Is it called an achila or not? The Gemara is paralleling mitzius halacha and mitzias, right? Because one could say, because the halacha determines the mitzias. I gave the example before, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week or two ago, that the if somebody's fleishik and they want to have the ice cream, there's no havamina. I'm not gonna do it if I'm on a diet. Okay, it's gonna be very hard. But generally, somebody knows their fleishik is that. Why? Because that halacha determines the mitzias. That's it. It's no havamina for me. No, I mean, it's a sotu year. The Gemara is asking, what's the difference between the halachic mitzias and the physical mitzias? Answers the Gemara, you're right, there is no answer. Even Lamaskana, there's no difference. Holo kasha, two answers. Answer number one is now. Answer number two is all the way in the middle of the next Amud. Answer number one, holo kasha, resha bistam, v'seifa b'befaresh. The difference is whether you explicate it or not. In the resha, you said stam, I swear I'm not going to eat. So then, if you ate either of these, it's not called an achila. The second case is where you were mefarish. I will not eat kosher or non-kosher food. Either one. You say both. So there, it's obviously in kudus if you're going to be chayiv. So Gemara says 1 second. Mefarish nami kufi tikshi. Amai mushrav yomim arsinaihu. What do you mean? So what if you said, I swear I'm not going to eat non-kosher food? You already took the shvuah Har Sinai. Mushrav yomid. So what's the added chiddush? You can't, your shvuah should be meaningless. You're not chayiv on that. You already took the shuvah from Arsina. You can't add on to the mitzvah. So this we already had a couple of times. Rav Vishmuel, Rav Yochanan, Da'amri, no travayu. Bekolel, Dvarim HaMutarim, Im Dvarim HaAsurim. No, the case is where it doesn't mean that you said it explicitly, only, but you said both. You included Dvarim HaMutarim in Dvarim HaAsurim. Right? You included both, therefore, that's why it is chal. Just if a shvuah is chal on something that is allowed for the shvuah to be chal on, so then it's also chal on the part of the the other part of the shvuah is chal on something even that the shvuah wouldn't be able to be chal on independently, but it can be chal on now. Right? This is called similar to an iser kolel. It's more inclusive. It includes more items, and therefore it can be chal even on the originally usser items. That's Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish has a different shot. So what's the case? How do you find the case where you would be chayiv for eating something not kosher? Aren't you mushba mehar Sinai? Iatamotze Ella. You can only find it b'mefarish chatzi shir v'aliba d'rabanan. If you explicated chatzi shir, meaning it's, I swear I'm not even going to eat a chatzi shir of treif, according to the Rabbanan, so that's not Mushbav Yomein. That's what we said last week, or before Tisha B'Av, that even if you want to say Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, like Rabbi Yochanan, Tosfa said, the Rambam said, it's still not in the category of Mushbav Yomein Me'ar Sinai. Maybe we suggested, some Achronim say, that means because it's an Isser Klali, it's not an Isser Prati. Chatzi Shir is a general Isser, so that's not Mushbav Yomein Me'ar Sinai. So either, says Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish himself says Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah, it's only Asur Min the Rabbanan. But even if you would say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, but Rav Shlakish says either Chatzi Shir according to the Rabbanan, Ibistam, or even if you didn't say that, Alibud Rabbi Akiva, Domar Adam Osar Atma B'Kol Shehu. Rabbi Akiva, remember, is the one who says, if I swear I'm not going to eat, and then I even eat a Kol Shehu, I'm going to be chayav for that. and that's less than the regular Isser of Kizayas. Right? We said Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Shimon and Kala Torah Kula. Rabbi Akiva says it specifically here by Shvua that even a Kol Shehu would be Asr. Okay, so this is the machlokas between Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan versus Reish Lakish. Exactly, well, how do you understand, how do you answer the question of Mushba Mehar Sina? Says the Gemara continuing. Bishlama, four lines from the bottom. Bishlama, Rabbi Yochanan lo amar ka Reish Lakish. Fine, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan will give the first answer why. Demukim la lamastizik adivri akol. He doesn't want to box himself into interpreting the Mishnah according to only one opinion. The Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva, he liked to say a principle that could be explained according to everybody. So he says, kolel. El Reish Lakish, my time alomar ka Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Reish Lakish give this, an answer that has to work out according to one shita? Why doesn't he just say the first answer of, he was kolel. He included kosher foods, so it's chal, even on the non-kosher foods. Amar lacha, ki amrinan be'isser kolel, be'isser haba me'elav. When do you say there is a principle of Isser Kolel, which we'll get back to? But again, we'll say it now, but we'll see it in the Rambam in a couple of minutes. There is a principle that we generally know, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That is the general principle. If something is already Usser to me, I can't make it more Usser to me. Like we said, if you take a swear twice, I swear I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat. The second Shvua, the Mishnah later on says, it's meaningless, because I'm already Usser. Or the principle of Mushba V'Yomid, it's already Usser. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. There are three exceptions. Three exceptions to Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Isser Basachas, if they're Chal at the same time, then they could both be Chal, because why should one win over the other? We're going to have that in Tosef, Bez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Isser Mosif, which we'll have on Amud Beis, and Isser Kolel, which we have right now. So those are the three that we're going to go. We're going to go with Rashi's Pshat, and most Rishonim's Pshat of these principles. Isser Kolel means, I'm talking about me, there are more things that are Usser to me. Kolel includes Isser Kolel, right? So that was what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because I'm not just assuring the treif to me, I'm assuring other foods, so therefore it could be chal. That's the principle of Isser Kolel. I'm including more items in my Isser. So now we're saying Reish Lakish limits that. When do we say there's a principle of Isser Kolel? A more inclusive Isser, the Isser Ba'am Eilav, Isserim from Hashem. Isur from Hashem can be Isur Kolel. For example, Rashi gives the example. You have a piece of nevela that you eat on Yom Kippur. You have a piece of nevela, it's Asur before Yom Kippur. Comes along Yom Kippur, so just like other items are Asur to me on Yom Kippur, kosher items, so too if I eat nevela, I get two Aveirs. I get Aveir of eating nevela, and I get Aveir of eating Yom Kippur. That's an Isur Kolel. More things become Asur to me, and therefore, even the original item now is doubly Usser. So when do we say that says Reish Lakish only by items that come from Isser that come from Hashem? Be Isser haba'a yidei atzmo lo amrinan. But an Isser that I create, Shvuah is a different type of Isser. You don't have the principle of Isser Kolel when it comes to Isser haba'a yidei atzmo. Tosfos asks, Tosfos says, is that really true? Tosfos says, what do you mean? There are two cases where we do find, even by an Isser that you create, you have Isser Kolel. Tosfos gives two examples. First is the Mishnah we're going to have on Amud Beis. Yesh Ochel, see, second line of Tosfos. Yesh Ochel Achila Achas V'chayev Alev Da'ad Chatos V'Hashem Echad. We're going to have a case that you could eat one Kizayis and be chayev five Karbanis for it. You did it all the show gig. Right? So one Kizayis. And one of those is Hektish. One of them, if you eat a chalev, tameh, hektish, we're going to get to the case exactly what it is. But one of those is hektish, and how could you be high five all at once? Because it's a case where you have some of them are kolel. But what do you mean? Hektish is a isser that ba'ay de asmo. How could you say isser kolel, according to Reish Lakish, if isser kolel is only by Hashem's isserim, not by my isserim, why is it by hektish? Or the other case, fourth line of Tosfos, the Mishnah Gemara Chulin, if you eat gid hanasha of a karban. Halacha is, you get two Aveirs. Again, what do you mean? Gid Hanasha of a carbon? I made the carbon a carbon. Right? I made it a Nola, so Gid Hanasha comes from Hashem. But I thought it doesn't apply. Says Tosfos, the Yesodistika answer. When does Reish Lakish say that Isser al Yedei Atzmo is excluded? That's only an Isser Yedei Atzmo like a Shvuah, where it's only Usser to you. But if you do something which creates it and makes it Usser to the world, so then, that's good enough. Read Tosfos. V'yesh lomar d'ahacha b'isser haba me'atzmo al atzmo ka'amar d'lo amrinan. Avol mukdashin sha'asurin akal ha'olam amrinan. So being makdish something is like isser haba me'elav. only Shvuah is excluded. What's the beer? What's the Svara? So one could suggest, because by Shvuah, I'm not giving a status to that item objectively. I'm not changing the status. It's also to me. Right? The fact that, what's the right that I'm giving the status? Because you could eat it. I'm creating an Isser Gavra on me, like the Gemara says in Nedarim Daf Beis. Gavra Chefsa, right? Shvuah is Gavra, Nedarim is Chefsa. So you could say, what's Reish Lakish's old Kiddush? Isser Kolol applies when there's an objective Isser that applies, goes one on top of another, that piggybacks one on top of another. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create those. Or even if I'm Makdish something, I created it, because now it's Hektish to the whole world. That's something in the Chefsa. Masha'enki, when it comes to a Shvuah, it's a personal thing. So you can have Isurei Kolel on that. Suggestion what the Svara of Tosfos is explaining Reish Lakish is.
Doesn't fit perfect with the words of Haba Me'ela.
Right, Tosfos is saying Haba, Tosfos is saying Ba Al Yidei Atzmo means Al Atzmo also. Al Yidei Atzmo also means Al Atzmo. Specific Al Yidei Atzmo. If you look at the Ramban here, the Ramban just gives a different answer. He says maybe you could work out in those Mishnayis that Tosfos brings that it's all Isur Mosif, not Isur Kolel. And maybe he doesn't agree to Isser Mosif, even though he agrees to Isser Kolel. Okay, we'll have to get to that principle of Isser Mosif, Bez Hashem on Amid Beis. Okay, so that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish does not hold like Rabbi Yochanan, because he limits the principle of Isser Kolel. We continue. Second line. Bishlama L'Reish Lakish. The opposite. Now we're asking again, the two different days in the interpretation of the Mishnah. We continue talking back and forth. Bishlam Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, who said, why are you chayiv if you eat treif? After you've taken a shvu, you're not going to eat? Because either you said it's chatzi shir, or it's according to Rabbi Akiva. So Bishlam, according to Reish Lakish, mishamachi kapata Reb Shimon. So I understand, according to Reish Lakish, why you would have another shita out there that argues, that says pater. Why? Detanya Reb Shimon Omer, kol shehu b'malkas, v'lomer kazaisa l'karbon. Because Reb Shimon says, there is no shir daraisa. He rejects that whole halacha Moshe Misina that we hold, that you need a kezayis for every Yisr in the world. Reb Shimon rejects that. So that's why he would argue on this case, and he would say, if you eat a piece of treif, you're putter for the Shvuah, because it's Mishpah V'yom Emei Arsinai. El Reb Yochanan, my time with Reb Shimon, the putter. But according to Reb Yochanan, who explained the Mishnah as it's an Yisr Kolel, right, that your Asr is Ram HaMutarmin, Ram HaSurim, so why would anybody argue on that? So the Gemara answer is simple. Midi hu time elam shim iser kolel. Reb Shimon lo time de les le iser kolel. Reb Shimon does not hold to that principle. He does not think iser kolel, does not hold to the principle of iser kolel. De tanya, where do we see that? Reb Shimon omer. Ha ochel nevela b'yom kippur and pater. There it is. Vi nevela on yom kippur, yon lechayef for nevela. You're not chayef yom kippur. Right, that is Reb Shimon shita. What's the svar? Why would you reject an iser kolel? So if you think about it, to say the concept of Isser Kolel, it is a Chiddush. Why should, right, what's the Svara? Because there are more things that become Usser to me, so this thing is doubly Usser to me. What do the other things have to do with this piece of meat? This piece of meat is Nevela. Comes along Yom Kippur, what do I care that all that kosher meat is now Usser to me? This piece of Nevela was always Usser to me, and it's still Usser to me. What difference should it make that now there are more things that are Usser? We're going to have a concept called Isser Mosif, which means there's a qualitative leap in this item itself. We're going to have that, Bezer Manamid Beis. So fine. But maybe Reb Shimon's Svar is Isser Kolel. What should all the other pieces of meat in the world have to do with this straight piece of meat? The Rabbanan, if you hold of Isser Kolel, you say it does. Because you look at the person's relationship to all the meat. But that's why you would reject the principle of Isser Kolel. Because this thing is Usser, it was Usser, it still is Usser, and what does everything else in the world have to do with this piece of meat?
Kimlei fit into any of
that? Kimlei. Kimlei is where you have two different punishments. Yeah.
It's a shogeg, but meaning the avera of Achila and Yom Kippur is a strict.
So you want to say Yom Kippur. So would if you have an Isser Chamor that's being Chal and an Isser Kal. Right. So that comes up in some of these discussions and the Rishonim. If you could have an Isser Chamor and Isser Kal, would you say that for sure would be Chal?
That's what I was saying with Rav Shimon here, meaning maybe he rejects the concept.
Here he's rejecting even worse, because he's saying you don't even Isser Chamor and Isser Kal you don't hold of. Right? If it was the other way, you might say, Yol's Chamar Kal. He's saying, you don't even get the Isser of Yom Kippur, because it's already Usser. Okay. There is a discussion here in Tosfos, based on what Rashi says. Rashi seems to say that it doesn't matter, according to this Shita, whether it became a Nevela before Yom Kippur, or even on Yom Kippur. Rashi seems to say, if you read the Rashi closely, Rashi seems to say, even if the animal was alive and it died on Yom Kippur, still, Rabbi Shimon holds his shita, right? So you see the last couple of skinny lines in Rashi. Pater mechatos, teloasi kares, Yom Kippurim, v'chalal iser nevela, oa iser eber menachai, im lo nisnav lo mi ba'erev. The Avagav, the Yom Kippurim Kolohos, he seems to say Beferish, that even if the animal dies on Yom Kippur, Reb Shimon would say that the Isser from before Yom Kippur happened first, and therefore it is already Usser, and you don't say, and he doesn't hold to the principle of Isser Kolohos. And Tosfos asks on that. Why should that be the case? It wasn't an Avela before Yom Kippur. So what happens on Yom Kippur? What was it before Yom Kippur? It was Aver Menachai? But then at the moment that the animal dies on Yom Kippur, asks Tosfos, sixth line in Tosfos, Ki Mesa, the second the animal dies, Paka Isser Eiver Menachai, Eiver Menachai disappears, and what's Chala that second? Two Isurim, Nevela and Yom Kippur. So it should be Isser Basachas. Isser Basachas, Rav Shimon should agree to. Unbelievable Kasha. V'chalu Isser Nevela v'Isser Yom Kippur Basachas. Rav Shimon Motib Isser Basachas. That's the question. How could Rashi say that it's the Reb Shimon Shita of Pater for Yom Kippur is even if the animal dies on Yom Kippur? What do you mean? Then the Isser of Nevela and Yom Kippur are chal at the same time. Isser Basachas, both of them chal at the same time. Reb Shimon should be Moda. That's Tosfos' question. And Tosfos says, maybe you want to say there's an Isser Asay. Maybe, second to last skinny line, maybe there is an Isser from before Yom Kippur that continues. The Isser of eating unshechted meat. Right? So when an animal's alive, it's unshechted. And after the animal dies, it's unshechted. So maybe that continued throughout. The Isser Asay of Eina Zvucha. There's a Mitzvah Asay of Vezavachta V'yachalta. You should shecht and you should eat. So there's an Isser Asay of Eina Zvucha. You want to say that? Tosfos doesn't like that. And therefore, in the very last line of Tosfos, he argues on Rashi. He says, I think the case has to be where the animal died before Yom Kippur. See the last line? Elakoi be'isser lav harishon obedisnav lo me'erev Yom Kippurim dafka airi. Right? That's Tosis's discussion, arguing on Rashi. Again, what's the Messias? Did the animal die before Yom Kippur? Or even on Yom Kippur? What does Rashi seem to say? There's an Isser. If you say Tosfos' answer for Rashi is correct, maybe the Isser Asay of Eina Zvucha is enough, because that continues from before to during. The Isser of not shechting, even though the Metzias changed. Right? A live animal is not shechted, and a dead animal, an Avela, is not shechted. But there was different Metzias, but the Isser continued. That would be the Chiddush for Rashi. Okay? That's a machlokas. Is there a mitzvah to shecht? Right? The Isser Asay of Eina Zvuch, is there a mitzvah Asay to shecht? So that is a major discussion in the Rishon, machlokas Rambam Ravid. Where's the Rambam Ravid? The Rambam is in Hilchos Shechita and in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah saseh daraisa to shecht. Kuf Mem Vav, 146. Shetzivanu lishchot behema chayva of v'achar yochal b'saran. It's a mitzvah to shecht, behema chayen of, and then eat the meat. V'shaloyia lohen heter ela b'shchita levad. Right? Only shchita. That is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if you look in Mishnah Torah, you don't find the cholek. You gotta look in the Minyan HaKatzar. We know before, right before Mishnah Torah, the Rambam before has the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs was written as an introduction to Mishnah Torah, even though somebody emailed me. I remember I made the Ha'ara online, that I remember by the Rambam's Kever, I was there a couple of months ago, in Tveria, so it lists off his Sfarim, and it has four listed. It has Pirush Mishnayos, and Mar Nevuchim, and Mishnah Torah, and Sefer HaMitzvahs is a separate Sefer. Even though most say that Sefer Mitzvahs was written as an introduction to Mishnah Torah. So somebody emailed to me that, but maybe Harai, that it's a separate Sefer, because Sefer HaMitzvahs was written in Arabic. Well, the Mishnah Torah, we know, was written in Hebrew. So maybe that reflects that he meant it as a separate, independent Sefer. So I thought that was a great Ha'ara. But if you look at the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, right at the beginning, he has the Minyan HaKatzar. The Rambam again lists off, but a one-liner for each one, not a paragraph. And there the Ravid argues. There, in the Minyan HaKatzar. The Ravid argues, Akuf Ben Vav, and the Ravid says, Ein Lo Tam. Kedarka Bakodesh. I don't like this Rambam. V'ulai Lava Babich Lala Se Asay. The most I'm going to give you is an Isser Asay, says the Ravid. I'm not going to give you a full Asay. What's the issue? The issue is, as Michael just said, and that is the question of Mitzvah Matir. Mitzvah Matir. Shechita is definitely Matir you to eat. But is that good enough to be counted as a mitzvah. So this is a discussion that comes up by Shechita. It's a discussion that comes up where else? By Bracha. Well, Bracha is all the Rabbanan. But it comes up by Chalitza. By Chalitza. We discussed it in the beginning of Sanhedrin. It's Chalitza mitzvah or matir. Meaning if there's a 100-year-old woman that doesn't, I'm not getting married again. I don't want to do anything. Does she have to do Chalitza? Meaning, is there a mitzvah for her to do chalitza? The first Chacham Svi, Siman Aleph. He says, no, there's no mitzvah. No mitzvah. She doesn't want to do chalitza. Is about to get, is it just in order to get remarried? She doesn't want to get remarried. No mitzvah to do it. So that's chalitza as being a matir. Gerushin. Again, all these discussions. In all these cases, though, by most of them, if not all, the Rambam counts them as mitzvahs. You could have mitzvahs that are inherently matir. Shechita, Eruv maybe. All these are different example. Tvila. Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. So again, all these cases are examples of mitzvah matir, but this is a discussion of shechita. And if you want to look, on the first page in Yaradeya, in Hilcha Shechita, is discussed by the Yad Avram. Yad Avram on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't give a sefer a mitzvah. So Yosef Cairo, according to what we know, did not write a sefer a mitzvah. Right, he didn't. But on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch and the Yad Avram, well, first the Taz. The Taz discusses the mitzvah. Where is the source of this mitzvah? If you look in the Rashi and the Ramban, discussion of Rashi and the Ramban, in Parshas Re'ei, the pasuk there says, if you live far away from the Beis HaMikdash or from the Mishkan, right, you shecht from your cattle and your tzon, ka'asher tzivisicha, like I commanded you previously, and he give you certain laws. What do you mean, kasher tzivisicha? Where did we previously get the mitzvah of shechita? Nowhere in the Torah does it mention the mitzvah of shechita before this, like I commanded you. So where is this? So Rashi says, where's kasher tzivisicha? Rashi there says, lamadnu sheyesh sivui bezvicha heich yishchot, v'hein hilcha shechita shenemru l'moshe misinai. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu got it. The five psule shechita, and all that, that's halakha b'shechita. And the Ramban also discusses it here. Where is it? So the Radvaz talks about kasher tzivisicha. Why does Rashi here say kasher tzivisicha goes back to Har Sinai, while kasher tzivcha, Hashem Elokecha, in the Aseret HaDibros, goes back to Mara? That's what the first Taz discusses. Why does one go back to Har Sinai, one goes back to Mara? He basically says, kasher tzivcha, Hashem Elokecha, is at Har Sinai. So it's got to go back to a place earlier. So that's why it goes to Mara. Kasher tzivisicha here is later. It's in Re'ei. So that's why it goes back to Har Sinai. As we discussed it. But because of that, Sivoy, the Lashem Sivoy, the Yad Avram on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch right here, discusses the Machlokas Rambam Raivin. It just quote quotes other Rishon and Bali Tosfos, whether Shechita is a mitzvah or not. Okay, but it has to do with this Tosfos, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether the Isser Asay of Eina Zvucha is good enough to say that the Isser is taken through, so you wouldn't have an Isser of Basachas.
What's the lamdas to make the bracha?
We make bracha on matir. We make brachas on matir. That's what you have to say. There's no bracha on chalitza. But other matirim, we make brachas on. So that's why hafrashas truma might be a matir. Right, we make a bracha on hafrashas chala. Right,
there's no bracha on a get.
There's no bracha on a get, but why? The Rashba writes in Simeon Yunches, and the Rashba in the Tshuvas, that's where he has the whole long tshuva. Why every mitzvah you don't make a bracha on? Isn't that tshuva? So he says gerushin because many times gerushin is ba'avera. Because many times things aren't done properly, and the Gemara says kasha, right? Mizbeach mortal of demos. So it's that's why he says, you know. So he gives other reasons why you don't make a bracha, which might say that even though it's a matir, you would still make a bracha. Okay, continues the Gemara. So Bishlama, continuing this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, talking about one and the other. So Bishlama, Reish Lakish again, according to Reish Lakish, who interprets the Mishnah, why am I chayiv if I eat a piece of treif after I made a shvua not to eat? So the Rabbi Reish Lakish says, because I said chasi shir, or it's according to Rabbi Akiva. So according to Reish Lakish, mishkachas la belav vehein. We are going to have, in the future, we are going to have a discussion that every time you make a shvua, it has to be able to be said in the positive and in the negative in order to work. I swear I'll eat, I swear I won't eat. Right, that can be said both. Right? I swear I'll go, I'll swear I won't go. That can be said both. So according to Reish Lakish, lav and hain both work. I swear, right? The case is, as we said, mefarish. The safe is mefarish. According to this whole, that's what we said, the first line that we did today. It's mefarish, and you talk about chasi shir. So according to Reish Lakish, it works both ways. I swear I will eat a chasi shir of treif. I swear I won't eat a chasi shir of treif. Both of those are able. You're able to make those shuas, because only the shir is mushrav yom Har Sinai. Ela l'Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam Allah Mishkachas La. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, it's just where you included Dvarim HaMutarim in Dvarim HaAsurim, Lav, I understand. You say, I swear I won't eat, then you include all things. Aval Elahein Hech Mishkachas La. But what do you mean the positive? How do you have the positive? I swear I will eat. Treif? Right? You can't do that. Right? So how does it work? Rabbi Yochanan can't have the positive. So therefore, we reject this answer, and we go to a totally different answer. Totally different answer. Back our memory to the original question. The original question was, how does the ratio in the sefer work? If you eat dirt, you're going to be pater. If you eat treif, you're going to be chayef. So the first answer was stam and mefarish, and we got off on a tangent about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But now we give a different answer to that question. Ela kid Rava, but it must be like Rava says. Da'amar Rava. Rava says, shvua shelo ochel va'achal afar, pater. If I swear I won't eat and I ate dirt, I'm pater. Because Rashi explains, look at the Rashi on the Ela Kidarava, you see the Rashi about halfway through the wide lines, Vahachi Pirusha, Lo Tishani Kleel Kushi the ratio of a Seifa, Kambas Tam Kambas Mefarish. Don't give that answer like we said before. Stam and Mefarish. Ela Kula Bistam. Right, everything is talking about, you didn't explicate anything. The Ochlinch Inaruyan Lachilo Dutani Resha Pater, why you putter in the Resha? Like Rava says, because if it's inedible, it's inedible. A fundamental answer. Nevela, it's edible. There's just an itzer on it. That's called an eating. It's called an eating if you eat. If you eat dirt, it's not called an eating. Look, if I eat a piece of nevela, I'm chayiv. It means I ate the nevela. So it's a fundamental answer between don't compare inedible and against halacha. Right? Interesting machlokas. 2 days in the Gemara, whether you could compare those two. Inedible versus against halacha. Okay. Here's a ha'ara of the Maritzchai. Okay, well, wait. You can look at the Maritzchai here. There's an important ha'ara about the hein v'lav, but we will continue first. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Mari, Afanana Mitanina. Rav Mari says, I also learned in the Mishnah that we had that eating treif is called an achila. Right? That's the machlokas. It's the machlokas. Konam is chinan esli, the last line of our Mishnah. If I say, my wife should be usher to get benefit from me, machalti hayom, if I ate today, v'yachan avelos u'treif v'shkatzim r'matzim, and I happen to have eaten treif that day, hari ishtu asurulo. So look, you see treif is called an achila. Because I say, my wife should be usher to me if I ate, and I ate treif, and my wife's usher. So you see, it's a raya to Rava that is called an achila. So Gemara says, 1 minute, hachi ashtu, wait a minute. Hasam, over there by the wife case, kiva de meikara achal. He ate first. The hader ishtava lay, and then I made the shvua. So he obviously knows what he did. Chashuve achshuve. So it must be he's being machshiv the eating that he did. He ate treif, but he's saying, I swear if I ate, this relates to the Me'iri that we said, shot in the Mishnah, you can look back at the Me'iri, but he's being machshavet, that's the way it works, it's past. Elahacha mi'achshavet. But here, who is machshavet? He says, I'm not going to eat that, then he eats treif. There's no reflection of his das that he gave that chashivas, so therefore, lav dafka, that would be able to be counted. So some of the Achronim quote the Minchas Elazar, who asks, why don't we say the principle of Batla Daitoitza Kol Adam? You know, most people, we find a principle in other contexts. Well, first, look at the Rashi for a second. Chashuve yachshuve. So your Rashi says, you're a machshiv, you're eating treif. Ba'achilaso. V'gila al atzmo she'eno katz bahen. You are magala your das, that this isn't disgusting to you. This no, this shkatzim and ramasim. So ask them in Chazalazar. Sometimes, we have, for example, the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas. We have the principle of batla daitoi zekal adam. If nobody's ever kovei asuda on something, and this person is kovei asuda, this person eats pretzels for a meal. So you have to wash on those pretzels? He eats five bags of pretzels. It's kovei asudas. You have to wash. So Gemara says it's in a similar type of idea. Batla daito. Nobody's kovei asuda on them. So he asked him in Chazalazar, why do you say batla daito here? So what that he was machshavet? Batla daito. It shouldn't be called an eating. Says the Minchas Elazar, no, because there's a difference between batla daito, where it's based on the rutzon of a person, or the teva of a person. When it has to do with the rutzon of a person, the other person, okay. If most people don't want to do it, so then batla daito. But if it's most people can't do it, if it's in their teva that it's disgusting to them, so then you don't say batla daito. That's his chilik. So I'll read it to you from the Sharm Sinai Balacha, quotes the Minchas Elazar. V'tiret, dekan gila b'teva tchunos gufa u'mizgo she'eno katz b'shkatzim b'nevelas. L'chein lo amin abat ladaito. This shows that he's a different kind of person. But it's not a rutzone thing. It's an ability thing. Right, where do we have a similar discussion? I just thought of it now. I didn't bring it. Tosfos and Shabbos discusses a hotza'ah. Inside the gimel, so you know the Mishnah is by Hotzah. So the Mishnah there says, if you carry in a normal way, you're chayiv. If you carry with your right hand, with your left hand, it's all called carrying. Under your arm, it's all called normal carrying. Let me ask you, what if you put it on your head and you carry? Is that called normal carrying or not? So many people do not carry on their head. Many people do. If you go to the Middle Eastern countries, everybody's carrying all these huge baskets on their head. That's the normal way of carrying. If you go to many other places, totally not normal. They can't do it. So the poskim there discuss. So maybe there it's an ability issue. It's not a ratzon issue. So maybe it fits into this menchas alazar. When it's an ability issue, you don't say batla daito, because there's a whole population here that would do it, and therefore you wouldn't say batla daito. Okay, that's an important ta'ara. Amar Rava, second line. So now we get into the Isurim, like we said before. So far, what have we had? We've had the principle of Isur Kolel. Isur Kolel means A is Usur, and then when a certain event occurs, more things become Usur. B and C are also Usur. So if B and C are also Usur, so A gets more Usur to me, right? Like Nevel on Yom Kippur. So that was Isur Kolel. So Amar Rava, L'mai taima demanda isle Isur Kolel. Why do you hold of a principle of Isur Kolel? What is it based on? Why do you say it's chal, even though it's a principle of ein isur chal al isur? Midi dahavi isur mosif. Because it's similar to an isur mosif. What's an isur mosif? Isur mosif is where something becomes qualitatively more usur to me. The item itself. Rashi here has beautiful definitions. Rashi says both. Isur kol and isur mosif. Look about the seventh line. Can underline it. Seventh line of the skinny lines. Rashi says, Isser Kolel, right under where the parentheses are. Isser Kolel, Kari Hecha, De'ein Isser Achron, Mosef Alachaticha Klum. The later Isser does not add on anything to this specific piece of meat. Avol Marbehu Isser Al Adam. It's Marbe the Isser on a person. Bidvar Machirim, Kago Nevela Biyama Kippurim. Like we said, Nevela on Yom Kippur. Delobala Ostrela Bachila. The Nevela is Usur before and Usur after. But more things are Usur, so therefore the Nevela becomes doubly Usur. Migu, since it's Chal on the rest of the things on Yom Kippur, so too it's Chal on this piece of Nevela. That is an Isser Kolel. What's an example of an Isser Mosif? Continue, go three lines down in Rashi. Beginning of the line, Isser Mosif. Kisha Isser Achron Mosif Al Chaticha Atzma. Dover shalo haya ba'ayde isser rishon. Isser mosif means where this piece of isser becomes more usser. There's something added in this piece of isser. Va'oser ha'achron achaticha b'mashay semuteres kodem sheba isser achron. For example, kagon chelev shel kodesh. You have fat of a carbon. The fats of a carbon, chelev. So before it became a carbon, it was usser to me because chelev is non-kosher fat. When I make it a carbon, when I makdish this, so now it becomes not only usur for me to eat, but, I'm sorry, continue reading, usur lechem shem chelev, mortu l'gavol mizbeach. The second that I give it as a carbon, and it becomes nosar, right, it's left over, so now it's not only usur for me to eat, it's usur to give this on the mizbeach. I have to burn it in a special place. So this item got more isser to it. It's not just usser for me to eat, it's usser, originally, when the animal's born, it's usser for me to eat, but you can give it out as a carbon. But when it becomes nosar, it's usser for me to eat it, and it's usser to give as a carbon. Both. So therefore, that's an isser mosif. It's a more extensive isser in the isser itself. Okay, those are the two important definitions. So, back to the Gemara. So why do we say the principle of an isser kol, midi d'havi isser mosif? Just like an isser mosif. Uman de patar de lesle. What about the one who does not hold of Isser Kolel? Like we just had an Amar Aleph, right? We just had Reb Shimon. Ki Amar Isser Mosif Bachada Chaticha. Because I'll give you Isser Mosif, because that, as we explained, is in one the same piece of meat. So if one piece of meat becomes more Usser, one piece of Chelev, I understand that it's more Usser and it should be Chal. That's like similar, not a Kimle, but there's room for it to be Chal. But B'shtei Chaticha is Lo Amrinan. But what does the other Chaticha have to do with me? If this one chaticha is usur, so now more things became usur. So what does that have to do with this chaticha? That's how you could have someone who holds of isur mosif, but does not hold of isur kolel. V'yamarava, continuing. Laman, and again, you should know there's a lot more here. Isur kolel, isur mosif. Important discussions in all the Rishonim. We'll just mention a little bit. V'yamarava. Laman de isle isur kolel. According to the one who holds of isur kolel. Right, like the like we have said. Amar shvur shlo ochal te'enim. What if I said, I swear I will not eat figs? V'chazav amar shvur shlo ochal te'enim anavim. And then I say, I swear I won't eat figs and grapes. Migu dechayel anavim chayel nami ate'enim. So maybe if I eat a fig, I will get two averus. Because the second one is an iser kolel. It includes also grapes. So I should get two averus for eating even figs. So I said, cheetah, yeah, of course. That's an iser kolel. So no, ma'u detema, like we said before, iser haba me'el v'amrinan, I might say that iser kolel only flies by an iser kolel only flies by an iser that comes from Hashem. Iser haba me'atzmo lo amrinan, kamashmon, you say it, ravis chiddish, as you say it, even by an iser haba me'atzmo, you can create it. Again, remember before we were talking about in Shita's Reish Lakish, why he rejects it. But this is the Shita that accepts it. Iser kolel, even by iser that you make up, so that is the chiddish of, that is the chiddish of Rav. So the Machane Ephraim in the Hilchos Nedarim discusses, how do you know about this case? The case is, he starts off, what happens if somebody makes a neder, they're not going to have a shutfis with Reuven and Shimon. So what's the halacha? Does it mean that they're not going to have a shutfis with both Reuven and Shimon at the same time? What about with each one by themselves? So the Machane Ephraim, it must be that all cases are usser. With Reuven by himself, with Shimon by himself, and with the two of them by themselves. And as Rai is our Gemara. Because why don't you say, Argamar, he says, I swear I won't eat figs. I swear I won't eat grapes and figs. Maybe that means only grapes and figs together. The Gemara is assuming that it's independent. Grapes separately, and once it's chal on grapes separately, it's chal on figs separately. So it brings a raya from Argamar that it will be asur to have shutfis in that case with Reuven and Shimon even separately. Good. Masav Rava Berei de Rabba. Rava, the son of Rabba, asked the following. Yesh ochel is the mishnah that Tosfos referred to before. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayv ala arba chados v'ashem echad. There's a case where you could eat one itty-bitty kezias and be chayef five karbanos for eating that kezias. Ve'eluhain, what's the case? Tamei she'achal chelev, a tamei person that ate a piece of unkosher fat, v'hu nosar, and it was left over, min ha'mekdashim, and it's hektish, b'yom ha'kippurim. Right, all these mistakes. All these mistakes. On Yom Kippur, all these cases, that's five isurim. If you look at Rashi goes through the Gemara from Krisus, where it discusses how do you get all of these. They're either using Kolel or using Mosif. If you look at the Rashi on the bottom, on Chavdal and Mabez over there, that's the fifth line. We're on Chavdal and Mabez, but the fifth line of that Rashi, Tomash Achal Chalif. Vahani Kulu, but the tenth medium line. Vahani Kulu Isser Chal Isser Ninu. O Aide Kola, O Aide Mosif. Why? Here we go. When the animal is born, it's also Mishum Chalif. Once you make it hektish, since the iser hektish is chal on the meat also, so it's also chal on the chalif too, right? That's kolel. Then it becomes nosar, so that's an iser mosif, because now it's also even to the mizbeach. And then, once the person becomes tamei, since he can't eat all karbanas, so therefore they can't eat this either, right? All of these, and then comes Yom Kippur, and then chulin aras included, so through everything else, kolel. So it's mosif, kolel. That's five isurim. That's kolel and mosif. Rabbi Meir Omer, continuing the Mishnah, Afim Haisa Shabbos, Votzi Yochayiv. Rabbi Meir says, hey, what if you're chewing this terrible thing as you walk, it was Shabbos Yom Kippur, right? As you walked out into the street, as you're eating it. That's another Avera, Hotzah on Shabbos. Amrullo, they say, come on, Enam and Hashem. You're right, that would be Asr, but that's not the same, that's not an Isra Achila. That's an Isra Hotzah. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah. But anyway, what's the question? The Im Isa, and if it's true that you hold of Isser Kolel even by something that you could create, Mishkachas Lachamesh, I could come up with a fifth one. Kagon Sha'amar Shvushla Ochel Tsmarim V'Chelev. Like another one. He swears he's not going to have dates and this piece of Chelev. Migu Dechayla Tsmarim Chayal Namiya Chelev. Right, so if you say that Isser Kolel works even by an Isser that you create, so why can't you create a fifth one here? So, seven answers to this question. And that takes us all the way to the Mishnah, which we're not going to do all the answers today, but that's seven answers to this question. But even before we see some of the answers to the question, an important ha'ara of the Ritva. Rashi says, we read it quickly, but Rashi says, how is Hektish allowed to be Chal on Chelev? Right? Chelev is asr to me. Once I make it hektish, it's a kola. Why? Because also the meat is asr. The meat becomes asr, not just the fat. That's why it's an iser kola. Why doesn't, says the Ritva, why don't I just say that beforehand chelev is only asr for me to eat? and now chalev is also for me to get hanah from once I make it hektish. Why do I have to say, oh, it's hektish and includes the meat? Why don't I say that it becomes asr b'hanah? That's enough to make it an isr mosif, says the Ritva without explaining. Shaminan mina dolo chashiv isr mosif. May isr achila a isr hana'a. Right? That's not called mosif, going from achila to hana'a. That's the chiddush. Hana'a is just an expansion of achila. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. So the Ritva doesn't quote a source for this, but maybe a source could be a Rambam. I think I mentioned, not recently, but there's, the first time I heard this Rambam was my first year in yeshiva, in Rav Rosenzweig's shir, my first year in the shir. He mentioned the Rambam in Nekuda Nifla. I remember hearing, what? Nekuda Nifla. So I'm like, oh, is that a separate sefer than Nekuda Nifla? Never heard of the sefer. So but later that day I found out Nekuda Nifla is the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla, his wondrous point. What's the Nekuda Nifla? Pirsha Mishnayis increases Daf Yud Gimel. That's the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. Right? That's what we learned something today, if we didn't know it. Nekuda Nifla, the Rambam there talks all about Isser Kol, Isser Mosif, Isser Basachas. The Rambam, if you've never seen it, it's a must-see. The Rambam says, V'zeh shoho isurim harbe chalam al dover echad, i'afshar ela becha mishloshet sodim. This is ABCs. O bekulam, v'hu isser Mosif, Isser Kol, Isser Basachas. V'i'afshar sheyachul isser al isser ela echad mishloshet panim. And he goes through defining what's an Isser Kolel, what's an Isser Mosif, what's an Isser Basachas. He goes through, that's the first half of that Pirush Mishnayis. Going through all of these rules and regulations. And then he says, V'shamor elu ha'ikarim, v'sim obsham l'negad enecha. Be careful. Lefi she'ein chalim b'davar echad isurim harbi alav echad mishlosh ha'ikarim. He says it again. Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel, Isser Basachas. And then he says, V'yesh b'meshe nasanu v'natanu achshav nekuda nifla. Let me explain to you now a beautiful nekuda. Anu miyadin aleha, which we talk about. Lefishu mafteach le'inyonim achirim u'mosif almash yesh ba midikta ka'in. You got to know this to understand things. And he says, v'zeshe yaduahi. He says, basar b'chalav. We know, three surim. Isser achila, isser hana, isser kolel. Three things. He says, but, kishe yavushal hachelev im hachalav. Let's say chalev, which is meat. If I cook it with chalev, lama eino chal iser basar b'chalev al iser chalev. Does the piece of chalev become aser because of basar b'chalev? Now it's aser b'hana. Chalev was only aser b'chil, now it's aser b'hana. Says the Rambam, no, because the iser hana'a by basar b'chalev is just an expansion of the iser achila of basar b'chalev. After all, what does it say in the Torah? It says the same lashon three times. Lo savashu gadi b'chalev imo. We learn out from there, achila hanoa bishal. So the Rambam says it by basar b'chalev, but maybe the Ritva is saying expanding it. But the Rambam says, if you cook a piece of chalev b'chalev, it's not asur mishum basar b'chalev, because the iser hanoa is just an expansion of the iser achila. That's the Rambam's nekuda nifla. Pirush Mishnayis increases Daf Yud Gimel. Why is it increases Daf Yud Gimel? It's on our Mishnah. On our Mishnah, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas. Right, see on the side, increases Yud Gimel. That's what the Mishnah is. So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis is on that Mishnah. Good. Says the Rambam. Says the Gemara. So we have back to the Gemara. So we're stuck with a question. If we say Yisr Kolel applies even to Yisroel that I create, so then why can't you get another carbon into this Mishnah where you ask the chalev and the tamarim? Seven answers. Answer number one: Kik tani Yisroel abame elav Yisroel abame asma lok tani. You're right, but the Mishnah is only listing off Yisroel from Hashem. But you're right; you could have done this, but it's just the Mishnah only listing off Yisroel from Hashem. 1 minute, vahare hektish. Only Yisroel from Hashem. Hektish is on the list. I like Tosas's answer. Question number aleph: Hektish is on the list. Isn't that an Isser Haba Me'atzmo? Answer, Bibachar, Diktushas Me'rachem. Maybe we're talking about a carbon that you're not Makdish. We're talking about Bachar, right? A firstborn animal who's Kedushaso Me'rachem, who has Kedusha from when the second that is born. The Ritva says, isn't there a Rabbi Yaakov in Meseches Nazir? What does Rabbi Yaakov in Meseches Nazir say? Dalad of Abayz in Meseches Nazir says Rabbi Yaakov. Find it. Towards the, where's my Rabbi Yaakov? Here it is. Minayin shenot lenola lo b'char b'toch edro shemitzvah alav lahakdisho. How do I know? This is Nazir Davdalid. Even if you have a b'char, there's a mitzvah to be makdishit, even though it's kadosh merechem. And he quotes a pasuk, right? Hazachar takdish. Special din, Rabbi Yaakov says. Even though it's kadosh, but when you give it to the kohen, you say, this is my bechor, I'm machzir as a bechor, even though it already is kadosh. Says the Ritva, even though that's true, it's still not called osir adei atzmo. So even Rabbi Yaakov could agree to this. Rav Soloveitchik used this Rabbi Yaakov as a mashal to explain the sheet of the Magen Mishnah. Rav Shachter has an article about this in Ginas Ekos, in his Sefer. It says a machlokes between the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah about Havdalah. Everybody agrees Kiddush is Daraisa. What about Havdalah? The Rambam says Havdalah is also Daraisa. Right? It's part of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. The Magen Mishnah quotes other Rishonim. No. It's only Drabban. What's the Nekudas on Machlokes? Rambam, Magen Mishnah. So explain Rav Soloveitchik, this is in Rav Shachter's Sefer, that according to the Rambam, what's Kiddush? The mitzvah of Kiddush is to cordon off Shabbos. Right, when you have a special place, right, the police line, do not cross, it's all surrounded. It's a special place there. So Shabbos is cordoned off, before and after. Kiddush and Avdallah. The Magen Mishnah doesn't say that. The Magen Mishnah just says Kiddush is Daraisa, not Avdallah. So what's the mitzvah? See, the Rav quoted this Rabbi Yaakov as a mashal. Even though Shabbos is kvi of a kaima, Shabbos comes whether I like it or not, mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah to add your own personal element of kedusha, of sanctity. When I'm a kaddish, Hashem is a kaddish Shabbos. But when I make kiddush, that recognition adds a certain element to Shabbos. Mitzvah lahakdisho. So the Ritva added that here, even though according to that Rabbi Yaakov, still it would still be called Isser Haba Me'elav. That's all question answer number one. Ibai same another answer to the question. Kiktani midi the lesle she'ela. Right, maybe the Mishnah is only listing off isurim that you can't get out of. Shvua the isle she'ela oktani, but a shvua you could do be shoal on, or you could get out of it, go to a chacham. So that's why I didn't want to list that. Aye, Harry Hekdish. What do you mean? Can you get out of Hekdish too? No, Hakmina b'Bachar. No, so maybe we learned it as Bachar, see if you can't get out of it. Okay, that is the first two answers. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll do the other five answers with Hashem tomorrow, and we will continue. Okay.